into the original bill, the one which we dealt with and so on. So probably it's just to highlight those things, not in detail, so that probably the committee then we can finalize the matter on how to move forward.
Thanks, Honorable Chair. Thanks, members. There are four issues raised by honorable members in the Select Committee, which amount to, one is clause 18, which talks about the termination of employment of chief executive officer, chief financial officer, and chief operation officer. The second proposal is on clause 22, which talks about subsidiaries and accountability. And the third proposal on the amendment is clause 25, the intervention by the minister. And the last one is clause 29, regulations and policy. On clause 18, Honorable Chair and members, is clause 18.1, where the bill talks about the concurrent, the board must, with the concurrent of the minister. Members in this little committee propose the amendment that we delete concurrent, we insert approval. We can say the board must, with the approval of the minister, and it goes. The principal issue, Honorable Chairperson, on this clause is that in clause 16.1, we talk about approval when these executives are appointed. And in 18.1, we talk about concurrent. So their proposal is that we should align in terms of consistency on the approval when they are appointed and the approval when the termination is made. On clause 22, which is 3.3, Honorable Chairperson, the amendment which is proposed that the minister must, before the approval, contrary to paragraph B, table the feasibility study and business plan in the National Assembly for consideration. Members in the committee propose that we should delete National Assembly and insert Parliament for consideration. Clause 25.5b on the intervention by the minister, which the same principle raised by members. On 25.5b says the minister must be within 6 months of appointed administrator, table a report on his or her findings in the National Assembly. Members propose that we should insert Parliament instead of National Assembly. Clause 29, which is the last amendment, Honorable Chair, is about regulations and policy. Clause 29.3b, which talks about when making or amending a policy, under Subsection 2, the Minister must be tabled the policy in the National Assembly at least 30 days before publishing the final version of the policy. In terms of paragraph C, members in the committee recommended that we should amend the National Assembly and insert Parliament. I thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, DOC. Those are the proposed amendments. I'm sure by now members will engage on the matter and also indicated that we also sorted some legal advice from the legal services of Parliament, which they have already expressed themselves in terms of how must we move forward with the matter. But if there's anything, members, maybe if you want to engage it. Honorable Van der Berg.
Chairperson, maybe it's not the easy ones, but I think I propose that we get rid of clause 22, 25, and 29. I think it's valid to ask for table the policy in Parliament. It's valid. I don't think because if there's other ideas, that's fine. Thank you, sir.
Honorable Killen.
Chairperson, I would like to express support for the amendment to Clause 18. I don't think that that is a problem. If the bill reads throughout with the approval, then it makes sense that we change that. But I would strongly support the notion that we do not agree to the proposed amendments in Clause 25 and 22, 25 and 29 for the very clear reasons set out in the legal document that was presented to us. We have to differentiate between the roles of the two houses of parliament. The constitution clearly describes what the role of the NCOP is. This is not a role for the National Council of Provinces. We are, as parliament, with our portfolio committees, we fulfill the oversight function. The National Council of Provinces has a different role, and specifically in relation to certain pieces of legislation, yes, notwithstanding the fact that all bills are passed through ultimately through the NCOP, in this regard, the oversight function squarely rests with the National Assembly. And therefore, I would like to argue that that we retain the current wording of referring to the National Assembly. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Van Wyk.
Thank you, Chairperson. Yeah, from the side of the ANC as well, we would support the amendment of Clause 18. We don't have a problem with that. We also, however, are opposed to Clause 22, 25 and 29's amendments for the mere fact that this is a Section 75 piece of legislation. The obligation for oversight and concurrence lies with the National Assembly and not with Parliament as a whole, and for that reason we would reject those three clauses.
Thank you very much. If I hear you, members, is that we accept the amendment, Clause 18, to omit concurrence and substitute it with approval. But when it comes to Clause 22, on page 12, line 52, we are saying we are not going to omit National Assembly and replace it with Parliament, which means we want to maintain the previous National Assembly as it was, not substituted with Parliament. The same thing will go with Clause 25 on page 13, line 56, that we don't agree to omit National Assembly and substitute it with Parliament. Clause 29, we are not accepting to omit National Assembly and substitute it with Parliament. If I read it correct, that's what you're saying. Okay. No. Thanks very much, members. Is anything, State Advisor or the department, you want to? Thank you. Members, probably I need to go through the report as required. I don't know why Honorable Killen, they are not changing some of the things we were in the Rules Committee. Honorable Van der Beek.
Yes, Chairperson, I was accused yesterday by the Honourable Member of COPE that we are, have got alliance with the ANC, but look where she is today, in alliance with the ANC, can you remember?
You can't cope without the ANC. Honourable Van Wyk.
Both of them can't cope without the ANC. Now, Chairperson, I just wanted to suggest to the two members who have been at each other since yesterday that they must maybe read their papers. The leaders want to work together. They must stop animating that.
No. I don't want to entertain that, except that you are not helping to the matter of national importance of cooperation. No. Thanks, members. Report of the Portfolio Committee on Communications on the South African Post Office State-Owned Company Ltd. Bill. Dated 16 November 2011, the Portfolio Committee on Communication, having considered the South African Post Office State-Owned Company Ltd. Bill and proposed amendments of the National Council of Provinces, as was tabled on the 21st September 2011. Referred to the committee, reports the bill with an amendment. I want to be sure that is that's the right one, with an amendment, not amendments, with an amendment. That on page 11, in line 26, agree to omit concurrence and substitute with approval, and then rejects the other proposed amendments, clause 22, page 12, line 52, not to omit National Assembly and substitute it with Parliament, and also reject the proposed amendment on clause 25. On page 13, line 56, not to omit National Assembly and substitute it with Parliament, and also clause 29 on page 15, line 17, not to omit National Assembly and substitute it with Parliament. Any mover from the parties, DA and IFP, concur or agree? State law advisors, where from here? On your part. Thank you. I hope you appreciate the time pressure we're having, that you've got only this week and last week for Parliament to sit. The last sitting will be on the 24th. I'm raising that because whatever rearrangement of the bill probably should be read by tomorrow, so that the programming people are able to try to put it within the limited space we have. I've not talked to them. I'm not sure when. I might talk to them when we finish here, and then they say they want it. Probably should be next week, I hope. They must not say they've got the space tomorrow. I hope it will be next week. But I think we, the agents of the rearrangement, the reworking, is very important so that it goes before Parliament arrives. Thanks very much, members. That concludes the business of the day. Wish you well, those who are debating this afternoon, but I hope members have been informed about that tomorrow we'll have the memorial service after caucus for Honorable Magaze. The funeral is Saturday. I hope you have received the communication, and that members must also confirm with the relevant people for attendance if they want accommodation and other things to attend the funeral. Thanks very much. We are done for today. Oh, one issue which is very important, which I see Honorable Van Wyk looking at me, which I omitted. We thought that probably as a committee we might want to do something for the late Honorable Member in terms of contributions, monetary contributions. But I think we won't be able to say how much a person will just pop up, whatever he or she can, and give it to probably Honorable Van Wyk, to do that for us. But it will depend on individual. There is no specific amount put because I know some of you, they don't sign checks with less than 4 zeros. So we don't want to limit you. So thanks very much. Yeah, where the comma is. Okay, no, thanks very much, members. We are done for today.